Yesterday at the end of Shir, we learned the Marsha and the Rishash, the Marsha and the Karnei Reim, and today I'd like to get into a discussion of the site which the Marsha and the Rishash was totally in. And I think we should deal first with the site, the way the Avni Maluim discusses it, and then come back to the Marsha. I think many of you were surprised he opened up the Maluim and he doesn't bring the Marsha. I didn't mean that he brings the Marsha. So he talks about one of these sidais of Hefker Bez and Hefker, and from this hopefully we'll understand. This is the Shiloh which Avni Maluim is dealing with, and the Shiloh which a number of things depend on. There's a question which is praised the lashon of Chazal, Kinyan derabbanan imahani l'dayraisa. And this issue is an issue which you've probably heard of before. The question of Kinyan derabbanan imahani l'dayraisa, I'll explain what that means. First of all, let's go through some cases, and then we'll try to understand the svara that it's totally in. The Avni Maluim brings three examples, or maybe four examples, of the Shiloh of Kinyan derabbanan imahani l'dayraisa. First, he brings the din of Maimit Shloshtan. Maimit Shloshtan is a din derabbanan, which says that if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, and the three of them stand together, b'maimit Shloshtan, the three of them come together, and Shimon says, you know, leave me out of this. Reuven owes it to Shimon, Shimon owes it to Levi, so they make an agreement, they come to an agreement that Reuven will owe Levi. Now, no kinyan took place, it's just a verbal agreement. And in Atayra, nothing changed. In Atayra, Reuven still owes Shimon, Shimon still owes Levi. But midrabanan, Levi is kind of the chayv of Reuven. Midrabanan, Reuven now owes money to Levi. If afterwards Levi goes to a woman and he says, I want to be mekadesh you with the value of the chayiv that Reuven owes me. He says, I want to be mekadesh you with the value of the chayiv that Reuven owes me. So the question is that a good kedushin or is it not a good kedushin? What is it? What? Well, what's this Tolian? It's Tolian, this Shiloh. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which the Avni Maluim brings, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that they're only married midrabbanan. They're only married midrabbanan. Why are they only married midrabbanan? So Rabbeinu Yeruchim says because Minat Torah, Levi doesn't have a chai from Reuven. Reuven doesn't owe Levi anything Minat Torah. So Mimela, since Reuven doesn't owe anything to Levi min HaTaira, so this kedushin is a kedushin only with Rabbanan, and be a big nafkamina. If another man is mekadesh this woman afterwards, if another man is mekadesh, we'll have to be chayshish for both kedushin. It's min HaTaira. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds min HaTaira, then they're married.
You see the kedushin of words by
Maimer works, but in other words, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it works. He's masking it works, just like Maimer works. Kedushin Drabbanan works. What Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying is that it's not a Kedushin Drabbanan. It's a Kedushin Drabbanan. It works. It's a Kedushin. But it's a Kedushin Drabbanan. Nafkamina will be, just like by Maimer, if someone else comes first, then it's Makadish Minatayra, it'll be, you have to be Chayshish. Yes, Yankee. You mean because the Gemara says Mekadesh Milva Ein Mekadeshes. If you tell her it's a Milva and you Mekadesh her with the value of the Milva, then it's a good Kedushin. The Beis Yosef argues with Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He says, why should it only be a Kedushin Rabban? Lamaisa, he was Mekadesh her with something that he has a right to. Lamaisa, he has a right to the money. Maybe he has a right to the money of Reuven. So the Yosef argues that it should be a Kedushin Dereis. What are they arguing? They're arguing if kinyan derabanan mahani l'deraisa. They're arguing whether a kinyan derabanan could change a din taira, change a din deraisa. Midrabanan, Levi has a right to Reuven's money. And can that affect now a deraisa if he goes and he's going to be Mekadosh and Isha with this money? And before we start arguing about the Svara, let me just mention to you the other two examples. And we'll try to understand the Svara. All three examples are very, very similar. The Avni Mulam brings afterwards the second example. He brings the Yamshel Shleimai, that's the Marshal, the Yamshel Shleimai, who says that if someone steals something and the owner, the person he stole from, is the Yayish, the Ganiv is kinda the Yiyush Midrabah. He brings a Rush that says this, that the Ganiv is kinda the Yiyush Midrabah. Now what happens if this ganiv, after the owner was miyayish, goes to a woman and is mekadish the isha with this, with the money that he stole? Mekadish the isha with the money that he stole. According to the Rush, that holds that the ganiv is kind of a drabanan. Is it a good kedushin or not? So there, the Marshal says that it's a kedushin d'arais. Marshal says it's a kedushin d'arais because l'maisa the money is his. And there, the Beis Yosef says, who says? He only owns it midrabanan. Don't you only be a king of the rabbanan? So we have exactly the same achlaikis, except that it's a steer in the Beis Yosef. The two Beis Yosef are so similar, yeah. Oh, so he makes a shalak. Okay, one second. You're right. But the but here it seems to be the Marshal is saying the same thing. What is the Marshal saying? The Marshal is saying, Kinyan d'rabbanan mahani min ha'tayr. And the Beis Yosef is saying, first glance, the Beis Yosef is saying, Kinyan d'rabbanan doesn't help. I had to steer in the Beis Yosef. It wasn't the first machlokes. The first machlokes is Rabbeinu Yeruchim was the one that held the Rabbanan. The Beis Yosef held the Deraisa. And the second machlokes is the Marshal holds the Deraisa. The Beis Yosef seems to have flip flop. Here the Beis Yosef says it's the Rabbanan. In what way? So the Beis Shmuel says that the reason the Beis Yosef holds the second case is different is because here he has it illegitimately. He has a chiyuv hashav, a chiyuv to return. What? The chiyuv is of midrabanan. In that Torah, he has an obligation to return it. So this is the Beis Shmuel says the chilik. That the mulam is mefakfek on the chilik. But I don't want to get sidetracked into that, but it appears to be a steer in the Beis Yosef. So there's a way out. The Shmuel says the chilik, the gazela is different.
Why a little bit of money?
What?
Can I buy a lulav with that money?
Could the ganev buy a lulav with that money? Well, let's say stole a lulav. They stole a lulav, it would be the same shan. You kind of lulav, but kind of rabbanah, it doesn't work. You're reminding me there's a, I call it a briska chumra because I do it also, but there's a chumra that when you buy a lulav, when you buy the tafla, what can you be a kind of with? Mashiach or Agba, right, to take it. Minat Taira. The Echad says, Minat Taira, you have to, the kinyan is mice. Mice is kind of Minat Taira. So there are those that are makbid to pay for the lulav in Esri. Now, you should always pay for the lulav and esrig, but the makbids pay with cash for the lulav and the esrig as opposed to a check, so that they could be kind of in a fire with the kinyan d'araisa. The whole kinyan d'araisa is kesef. The fire will be the very similar Shiloh for this Shiloh. Kid Rabbanim, I mean, that's right. But so far, the Avnim Lulam brought two examples. Okay, one example was my Mishloshtan. Second example is Kenyan Yush by Geneva. Third example is Takamois. Minatayra, the way we passed now, Rabbi Yechanan, Minatayra, Metaphilim, Yukainu, and Mois, and Midrabana with Mashiach. The Avnim Lulam brings a Rashi from Bob Metzia Dabnam Ches, where a person is kind of metaltalim with a Kenyan Durabana, with a Kenyan Mashiach, and he's Makad Shanisha with him. And Rashi there says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's only Mekudeshes Midurabana. It's only Kedushin Rabbah. Which means that Rashi holds that Kedushin Rabbah is the only Rabbah. So this is the third example of exactly the same thing. Where you're doing a Kedushin Rabbah and you want it to help Minatayr. Now here, just stop and talk about the Svara. Okay, Rashi gives another example. Rashi gives an example where you kind of something with money without Mashiach. It's almost a reverse example. You kind of with money. You paid for something, but you didn't take it. And now you're Mekadesh Anisha. There, Minatayra Yekaina, and Midrabana Yenakaina. It's a flip example here. Understand? You kind of, you buy something, you go into a store, you pay for something. You didn't actually take possession. You didn't do a Mashiach to take possession. And now you're Mekadesh Anisha with it, you tell the Isha, pick that up, and with that I want to be Mekadesh you. Is that good? Minatayra, you own it. Midrabana, you don't own it. So it's the same exact shaila. Does the Kenyan see? But here it's sort of a reverse case. When the Rabbana said you're not kaina, does that make them in a Torah you're not kaina? That's the Mishlamelech case. That's the fourth case. Okay. Yeah, his case is with the kaina. Is yes. Right. Yes. If they would do it for Therish, they have the ability. See, here the Rabbanan didn't make a Gezerit in Mefkir Kedush. Rabbanan just said something in Dine Mamanis. The question is, now how does that impact Dine Yisrael?
The whole start of the Chacham said, you can't do X, Y, or Z, and you want to make a Kedushin, and it's only that. He said, that's what he said, that you have to do with the Das of the Chacham. You didn't do it with the Das of the
Chacham. In Rashi's case, they didn't do it b'das de chachamim, so it should be a chsarim in the tanai that you made. Maybe. But again, I don't want to get sidetracked. Just saying, this case may be different. I've given you three cases, okay? Case of Kenyan Mai Mishloshton, which is a Kenyan Durabana. The case of Yiyush Bukzela, which is a Kenyan Durabana. And the case of Kenyan Mashicha, which is a Kenyan Durabana. Assuming that's a Kenyan Durabana. But, or at least that Mois, Durabana, or Mafkia. The question now is, in the Svaras HaDavar, Rabbanan created a new king. We'll start with the first case, Mamish Shalash. Rabbanan created a new king. I own something because the Rabbanan created this king, and they said, I'm Kaina. Now, if I'm a Kaddish and Isha with it, logically, what should follow? Which of the two tzedakim is more mistaken? Logically, it should be a good condition or shouldn't be a good condition. I'll just say.
Huh?
Does everyone see it this way? What? So Yaki's asking that, what do you mean? If you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, he would have said, you're not married. Because for Shas Matan Torah, there's no such kinyan as Maimon Shalosh. That's the answer. I see, I only understand one of the two studies. To me, it's very pushing one way, and the other way, I have a very hard time with. What should be? If I own something midrabanan, I have this chayfetz here, and I own it midrabanan. For example, let's say I sell it to you, you give me money for it. Minatayra, you own it. It's minatayra, money is kind. But once that money is not kind, but I said it's still mine. Now I'm a kaddish and isha with it. What should be?
The object.
Well, why using the word hana? Why not use the word the chayfetz? She's going to get the whole chayfetz. Is the chayfetz worth something? If I own it midrabanan, she has more than hana. She even gets the chayfetz. See, what I don't understand is, if I own it, what's the difference if I own it minatayra midrabanan? If lamaisa I own it, and I'm a kaddish and isha, I'm giving her a chayfetz, which every practical reason she has ownership of. What's the difference between a Torah, there's no ownership, or between a Rabbanan, there's ownership? Follow what I'm saying? I understand much better the tzad, the kinyan de Rabbanan mahani l'daraisa. Because what does kinyan de Rabbanan mahani l'daraisa? It means that I got this object, and I own this mid Rabbanan, I'm in a Torah. And now, I go and I'm a Kaddish and Isha with it. So I understand there should be a good Kiddush, as far as. Because Beis Din gave it to me. Beis Din made a takana. The Rabbana made a takana. That I own it. So why shouldn't the Kedushin be a good Kedushin in Atayra? What's Shem Rabbeinu Yerochim? Wasn't it how I got it? What's the difference if you gave it to me or if the Rabbana gave it to me because they made a takana? Anything I got from someone else. Everything I own, I got from someone. I have a jacket. Where did I get the jacket? Someone was magnet to me. So wasn't it a business? Well, who cares if you're magnet to me? Well,
Bezdin
says that he gave it to me. So Bezdin says, let's go back to my Mishloshim. Bezdin says he gave it to me. So now that Bezdin says he gave it to me, why should that be, why is it not totally mine? What's the difference if Bezda makes it mine or if you give it to me? Why, if you own it and you give it to me, it becomes mine. And if Bezdin, the Kayach Bezdin has to make Kinyanim, which the Avdim Luhan brings, is because of Hefker Bezdin Hef. Bezdin has a right to make Kinyanim, they have a Kayach of Hefker Bezdin Hef. So Bezdin goes. And they say, we are endowed with this power of Hefker Bezdin. So we give you this object with the Kayach of Hefker Bezdin. Why shouldn't that be just as much mine as if the other person gave it to me? It's Hefker Bezdin, not going to be in this. That's the Lashon of the Amshar Shleim, the Avnei Mulam brings. So why shouldn't it be mine? That's what I'm asking you. So why is there chumrah to buy a lulav with kesef if I get the lulav with a kinyan mishita? And let's assume that that's only a kinyan derabanan. So, but l'maisa, it's my lulav. It may be a kinyan derabanan, but it's my lulav. So why should I have to do a kinyan deraisa on it for? For what purpose? It's a stronger. Well, why do I need a stronger kinyan if it's mine anyway?
You want the best.
opinion, because one of the highest, like the highest.
I need a stronger Kenya. I need a deraisa de Kenyan, even though, does it do anything? Does the deraisa de Kenyan do it change anything?
Yeah. And I'm watching everybody to get it. I don't let anybody take it. So in a sense, I have control over it. And I say to the woman, okay, go and pick it up. And you cut it in. I'm not married to them. So even though the chepitz would be, I was holding it, someone would give me a chepitz as a cover. So it's in my rishus. But I can't even cut it.
No, you are. That's right.
So the best thing is the rabbanu went directly to the doctor and gave me a chepitz. But in the eyes of the Torah, it's not my chepitz. It's just in my rishus for practical purposes. But in the eyes of the Torah, it's not mine.
What's the difference if the rabbanu gave it to me, or if the seller gave it to me?
If the seller gave it to me, he's giving it to me in a way that the Torah said it's a king. The Chacham gave it to me, it's still not a king according to the Torah.
The Torah gives the Rabbanan the right to make takanas. The Rabbanan didn't make this up. They made up the takana, but the right to make takanas, didn't the Torah give the Rabbanan the right to make takanas? You don't have kebez and have kadef
sukkah. Some right to cast below. Their right to cast down to belong to heaven, or once the kebez and set up kebez and after.
So what should be, if I buy something with kesef alone, the way I understand, if Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and I bought something with kesef, it would be mine. Once the Rabbanan came along and they said kesef is not kaina, so it's totally not mine. What does it mean that min haTorah it's mine, min haRabbanan it's not mine? What do those words mean? Yeah. Yeah, it has to be. Why do I need, that's what my question, why do I need Midday Rice that's mine? I need it's mine. What do I need Midday Rice that's mine?
Well, who says it's yours? If they're the ones who's telling you, this is how you make the thing, you have to make the thing, you make the thing this way.
Right, so let me tell you, it is Midday Rice of mine. The Torah gave the Rabbanan the right to make takanas. And the Rabbanan said, it's mine. The Torah gave the Rabbanan the right to make takanas, didn't it? It's a king the Rabbanan made and created. The Rabbanan created this king. But I don't know, if the Rabbanan have a right to do it, I assume they have a right to do it, then I have to bez and have to work. So then why should it not work here? Kids are up on a creative. Seem not even to be a lower level. So what's the shot? Why should the kids are up on a not help me not fire it? What's sad that it doesn't work? I mean, it doesn't really. He says as if it's the davar pashut, tzarasvara, and he doesn't go into it with any hesber. He seems to understand. The truth is, when you think about it for the first minute, it makes a lot of sense. The first minute you hear, I only own a midrabanan, so I can't shake the lulav. I only own a midrabanan. But when you think about it, what do you mean I only own a midrabanan? If you own something, you don't own something. If the rabbanan said I own it, why then I own it. It's mine. Kash does have kebet nefes derais. Phrase it that way. If the rabbanan, if the Torah gave the path kebet nefes, it should be. Well, I'm asking that. Apparently, Rabbi Yerucham holds that it's only a Bialas Darabon. So I'm asking you a question, why is it a Bialas Darabon? Hefka Bezna Hefka, why is it a Bialas Darabon? Elamai, we have to re-examine the kayach that the Rabbanon have. Maybe we have to re-examine to understand there are two tzadim here, and there are two tzadim, and it's a machlekes rishonim in more than these three places. So They are definitely tzedakah. We're just trying to understand the tzedakah. So is it possible? Do we have any raya from things we've learned in the past? Maybe. When Rabbanan said half kebez and half ke, what did they say? Rabbanan said that this gemara is mine. Did they say it's mine? Or did they say I have a right to make believe it's mine? It's not really mine, because it's not mine. I'm looking at their eyes. But I'm allowed to behave as if it's mine. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
That's what we said.
Thank you. Huh?
Like we said.
Well, I'm trying to do is explain Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that it's not mine. I, the Rabbanan, said it's mine. So why did the Rabbanan say? Did they say it's mine? What did they say that you can behave as if it's yours? So someone else can't grab it. So the Rabbanan said we have to act as if it's mine. If someone grabs it, he's acting as if it's not mine. But maybe it's all an act. It's all the Rabbanan have a right to create such an act.
When you have to you have to keep something that's yours, you have to be something that you have
to then it's mine. So maybe I'm explaining now the shita that holds it doesn't work. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds it does not work. So maybe he holds the Rabbanan can't make it mine. The Rabbanan could just say, "Let's behave kiilu it's mine." That's right. That's why Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds it's not a good kedusha, and it has to be mine to be a good kedusha. So this is why it's not a good kedusha. Why? What do you say? Hefka Bez and Hefka Rabbanan made it mine, or they made Kiilu it's mine? So it sounds far fetched, what I'm saying. In a minute, I'll show you it's not so far fetched. I think you'll agree. But I can't be married with something that's not mine that I just make believe is mine. If this is a play, if I'm acting on stage, and I pick up an apple that's not mine, someone else is out, I make believe it's mine, I'm a Kaddish and Isha on stage. That's not a Kaddish. I'm just acting as if it's mine. Huh? That's right, that's Kaddish and Rabbanan. She has to make believe that she's married to me, and it's only the Rabbanan. The only problem will be if she's the Kabbalah Kaddish of someone else, it will be Kaddish of their eyes. I'm not in Achinami, there is a condition of Rabbanan, but it's not a condition of Rabbanan.
In this case, it's more stressed that it's just a manhago. Because you're saying that it works
because Hefka doesn't have to. It's trying to say that Hefka Bez and Hefka is only make believe. Why do we have to listen to the Rabbanan? Why do we have to listen? Why Sarsar? What does Sarsar mean? What's the sasser mean? It means I have to listen to the Torah says I have to obey the Rabbah. The Torah said I have to obey the Rabbah. The Torah said I have to obey the Rabbah. Let's say the Rabbanan say, what's the Rabbanan? Rabbanan say you're not allowed to eat chicken with milk. Okay? And the Torah chicken is power, and the Rabbanan is flesh. So Rabbanan said, I'm not allowed to eat chicken that's cooked with butter. So now, is chicken cooked with butter treif? Or I just have to act as if it's treif? The deraisa says I have to listen to the Rabbanan. Right, you know what? The deraisa says you have to listen to your father. If your father says, don't eat this piece of chicken, assuming I'll give it up, you have to listen. Is that chicken treif? But if the Torah said you have to listen to your father, does it become treif now? It's not treif. It's just have to listen to my father. So if the Rabbanan said it's treif, does that make it treif? Or I just have to listen to the Rabbanan? It's treif, or I have to behave like it's treif. How can the Rabbanan make something treif? It's kosher. Moshe Rabbeinu said it's kosher. Har Sinai said it's kosher. How can the Rabbanan make a treif?
The Rabbanan makes a treif.
For practical purposes, it's trade. That's not really trade. Last year in Pesachim, we had a Nesivus. Nesivus said that if you eat an Issa D'Rabbanan B'Shaygeg, you don't need any kapara at all. Nesivus said that if you eat an Issa D'Raisa B'Shaygeg, of course you need a kapara. You bring karmachatas for certain Shaygegim. Why say Achet Shechatam Alfanecha? We say Alchet. For Chatam, we did with Shai Gegelbayas, right? Yeshiva said, and it's only by their Isis. Yeshiva said, by the Rabbanans, if you go and you eat something, which is this chicken cooked with butter, and you don't know it, you don't know. And you walk into the house, you see a piece of chicken, you're not a Peshaya, it's a kosher home, you come home at night, and there's a piece, and your mother cooked it, she knows that butter fell on the chicken, it's tray, but she left it somewhere. You come home and you eat it. Do you need a kapara? If you learn the Rabbanon can make things treif, if you learn the Rabbanon have a kayach to create a chefza di surah, and it's a chefiz, then you need a kapara. The Rabbanon can create an iser chefza, then you need a kapara. You ate a chefza di surah. You ate something the Rabbanon said is treif. The Nesivus chiddush was, the Nesivus said, you don't need a kapara. The Rabbanan don't create chefza di surah. There's a din of, like, you have to listen to the Rabbanan. You have to listen to the Rabbanan. But that doesn't make it an object of traitors. Just you're not allowed to disobey the Rabbanan. I didn't disobey them. I didn't know they said I shouldn't eat it. I didn't show a lack of respect or disobeying the Rabbanan. So Mela, when I ate it, it comes out I ate something which was not an Issa D'Oraisa, not an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Issa is to not listen to Rabbanan, but if I'm a Shaygeg, you have what I'm saying? You follow? The Nesivus says this Chiddush, that the Rabbanan don't create anything. The Rabbanan only have the power to tell me what to do. They can tell me, do this or do that. But they don't create objects of Isser or objects of ownership. According to the Nesivus, when Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Bezdin could say, behave, ki'ilu, this is yours. No one else is allowed to take it from you. It's kinyan to Rabbanan. But does that make it mine, min ha-Torah? The Rabbanan can't change the object. We used to thinking that the Rabbanan have kibbutz nefesh, that they could create certain things. Nesivus is arguing that it's not so. Nesivus's argument is the Rabbanan can't create anything. The Rabbanan just have a, there's a thing, you have to listen to them. Just like you have to listen to your father, you have to listen to your mother, you have to listen to the Rabbanan, to the Tekana of the Rabbanan. So they don't change the object. That's Nesivus is Yisayid in Yisurim de Rabbanans. What? Mr. Rabbanan said you have to. There's really nothing trade. You just have to act as if it's trade. For all practical purposes, there's no nafkamina. Except, what? Why do we call it? We call it a kinyan de Rabbanan. Why do we call it hefker bez and hefker? Because for all practical purposes, the Rabbanan make it hefker and tefker. But not because. For practical purposes, it's tefker. Just like we call it treif. I wouldn't say if someone has chicken cooked with butter, he told me it's treif. I wouldn't start correcting them saying, don't say the word treif. Say, Shukhnar says asr. But it's asr because of an Issa D'Rabbanan. Issa D'Rabbanan is not an din in the chayfas. You have where we're going with this? You have what's happening?
It's
no Issa D'Rabbanan to act. 100%. It's Issa D'Rabbanan to act against the Rabbanan.
So
by moment, still an Issa D'Oraisa. So what happened? The Rabbanan said this thing is mine. It's an Issa D'Oraisa if anyone steals it from me. What are they over on? If I own something with the Rabbanan, if someone steals it from me, is he over on Issa D'Oraisa?
No.
According to this chat, no. according to Rabbi Yerufin, if I own something in the Rabbanah, someone steals it, he's over, not an issue that I see. He's over on Gzeilah de Rabbanah. Just like this Basil HaFalav de Rabbanah, and just like this Kinyanim de Rabbanah, this Gzeilah de Rabbanah. What? That's right. That's right. So the way we're trying to explain now, Rabbeinu Yerusha Shita. Yeah. Comes out, if you sell me something and I do a kinyan derabbanan, and a third person steals it, he's stealing from me mid derabbanan, from you mid them and I'm tired. Except the rabbanan gave him a right to steal from me. Because you're not the owner of the rabbanan. The rabbanan just taking stuff from me. I'm sure about passing this early, but you will come to say that's how we get to steal it. Maybe you're right. So let's get back to what are we talking about. I'd like it to be clear to you, because the Oymek HaDavar, it leaves a lot of room to toss, and really, if you think about it, there are two very Glanta Mahalchim here in the Shaila of in the Nida, in the Fekinya Drabban House with their eyes. Definitely the Pashtus HaSvara to me is the Fekinya Drabban HaMahanim and HaTayr Pashit Pshat. I'm not going away from the fact that Pashup Pshat is the Rabbanit said, I own it, and I can be a Kaddish and Isha. Basi Yisus Shita to me sounds more Svaradik. The Rabbanit said, I own it, finished. If I have to explain the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita, that a Kinya de Rabbanan somehow doesn't change in Din Tayr, the only way I could understand is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that every Derabbanan does not change a chayfet, doesn't change the object. Derabbanan don't have the kaya to make an object to a chesed isura. The lashon of Nesivus is that an issa Derabbanan is an issa gabra, not an issa chesed. Nesivus holds that every Derabbanan doesn't create an issa chesed. The chayfet doesn't become trade. It's an issa gabra. It's an issa on me to eat it because I have to listen to the Rabbanan. Could be, if you hold this way, that the Rabbanan is an Isser Gavra only. So then when the Rabbanan said, I'm kind of something, what did they do? When the Rabbanan said that I'm kind of something, they created, not a din in the Chetzah, that the Chetzah becomes mine, but a din in the people, that the people have to behave as if it's mine. But the Chetzah is still not mine, when I tell you it's not a Kedushin. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha, it's a Kedushin to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said I have to behave as if it's a Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin that I see. So according to this, that's true. That's right. That's why, according to the Rabbeinu Yerushalayim, if I buy a lulav with a Kinya to Rabbanan, if I purchase a lulav with a Kinya to Rabbanan, then according to Rabbeinu Yerushalayim, I'm only making believe it's mine. So on a day that I have to shake lulav min haTorah, it's not good enough. Because the Torah wants me to shake with what is actually mine.
In any case, you have nothing good enough, as long as they act like it's yours, really it's not yours.
I'm not able to signaive because there's no iser for me to take something that the Rabbana gave me a right to take, because the owner is also obligated to listen to the Rabbana.
Right. The owner is supposed to listen to it. To act like I'm giving you.
The Rabbana said that your thing became mine. Since you have to listen to the Rabbana, so therefore you're obligated to allow me to take it. So you're asking what happens if you don't want to listen to the Rabbana.
Right. I'm obligated to act like I'm letting you take it. I don't have to let you take it. I have to make believe I let you take it.
You have to behave as if you like. Don't say make believe. You have to behave as you have to make believe that you're obligated to let me take it, but you have to actually let me take it. No, the Rabbanan said you have to let me take it, but kilu, it's mine. Now, if I'll do a kinyan derais, it'll become mine.
If you let me take it, then it's a kinyan derais.
Which case?
Then it's
Okay, what you mean is, let's say you change your mind. Let's say you sell me something. Let's say you sell me something with a key in the Rabbana. Then you change your mind. And if you're masking, so I can do a key in the Rabbana. So you're saying, what happens if you change your mind in between? It's the only taste of being like what do you mean? How did it happen? It happened because my Reuven did a Maimon Shlashta. Or he did a Kinyan Rabbanan. There has to be a Das Makna. There's no Kinyan Rabbanan that I could think of that's Bar Karfa of the Makna. And I don't think Rabbanan ever said we'll be kind of against the will of the Makna. Maybe there is one. I can't think of one. All the cases are where the Makna is Makna with the Kinyan Rabbanan to the Kaiman. He's agreeing to it. Once he agrees to be Makna, now he's bound by the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said he has to continue to behave Kilu is Makna. Now if he changes his mind, which he has no right to do with the Rabbanan, the question is, Minat Torah, why isn't the Gezeila on the side of the person who took it? I would tell you that it has to be that the Rabbanan will mafkir their eyes. Otherwise I know you're right. The kasha, we have to think about the kasha. Your kasha has nothing to do with my explanation though. Quintu Rabbeinu Yerucham, well, the king of Rabbanan doesn't offer their eyes, so why aren't you able to see all the changes in mind? And we know you're not, that's for sure. Okay, so we have to think of an explanation.
Even if he doesn't change his mind. When he gives it over, he's not really giving it over.
That's true. But once he agrees to let... But if you agree to let me have something with a Kinyan Rabbanan, so later if I want to do a Kinyan Deraisa, I could do that because you're agreeing to let it be mine. So then there's no problem for the rest of my life. You let me, you're allowing me to behave as if it's mine. So say I eat it. I have a shush for you to eat it because you allowed me to behave that way. Won't be enough for me to change your mind. Okay, I hope that you, if you follow, you'll see that the Masha and the Rishash are the same Machlaikis. What's the Machlaikis? The Masha said, get back into Tzuvus. What did the Masha say? Masha said that like Rashi, that the Rabbanan made a takana. Well, we're talking about the Nesinim, remember? Talking about the Nesinim. Rabbanan said what? Like Rashi, two things: the Nesinim have to work, and there's an issue. So now the Rabbanan come with Hefkabez and Hefka. They say, do they have the power to say the Nesinim are free men? Masha said, even if they're going to say Hefka Bezen Hefka Nesinim are free men, but the Isser still applies. If they ever did have a Kanani, that ever did, making them free doesn't make them Isser Eved Kanani. That's what the Masha said. So the Rishash said, why not? If Hefka Bezen Hefka makes them free, so Mamela they're not an Eved Kanani. What's the problem? If Hefka Bezen Hefka makes them free, Mamela they're not an Eved Kanani. Which means the Rishash is saying that Hefka Bezen Hefka Mahani with their Isa, basically. He's saying, I'm going down the Tzad, there's never Kanani their Isa. That the Drabana helps with their Isa too. If you say Hefka Bezna Hefka, the moment takes off Isser. I, the Masha, could be the Masha holds, that the Hefka Bezna Hefka can't take off Dina Isser. Because Hefka Dina Hefka Bezna Hefka is only a make believe. Hefka Bezna Hefka doesn't mean, Hefka Bezna Hefka means, this Eved Kanani now, I don't work with him. I have to behave Kilu, he's not an Eved Kanani. I don't work with him. But the Masha says, Klapi Shmaya Gali, he still is an Eved Kanani.
All these things.
What I want to bring out to you is that this Masha and Rishash is not just the Masha and Rishash in one particular case. This Machlaikis is a very great Machlaikis. When the Rabbanan do a Hefka Bezna Hefka act, could that Hefka Bezna Hefka Maisa, could that change Dina Yisr? Or not? This seems to be what the Rashi and Rishash are fighting about, seems to touch on the general Machlaikis, if the Rabbanan could change their eyes. Seems to touch on it's really a Machlaikis that has the potential for the Shaitas to many other Suyas and Shas. If we want to get next year, the truth is, this Machlaikis is probably a Machlaikis Amei Roim on Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. we ever get there to get in Daf Lamed Vav, many of the Acharayim learned that it's a Machlekes Ameirah, Dinei principle, how the principle works. Okay, this is sort of sugya number one, which the whole Shaykh is the our Gemara is the Mashah, the Rishash, and that's it for now. There's more. Hopefully, it'll come up again. Surprised, I don't remember that it's come up over the last few years. I'm surprised. The Nesivis, though, some of you should remember. Those who've been with me for a while should remember this Nesivis. That if you don't remember, at least it should sound familiar. That it's Rabbanan, it's an Issach Agra, and it's a Chefter. We bumped into it in the past. What? We called that a Suffolk Drabbanan. Suffolk Drabbanan is the word. Mitzvah Drabbanan is one of the 613, one of us. It's really. And what did this, the way I explain this seed is just like if my father says, don't eat this. And I don't know about it. And I eat it b'shagin. I'm not over on Kibbutz Aveng because I didn't know he didn't want me to eat it. So if the Drabbanan said, don't eat it, and I didn't know it, I don't need a kibbutz.
The whole Avdus by the Nesivis was also only
the whole
Avdus by the Nesivis was only
the Drabbanan. That would be telling the Tumah Halkam of Taisus. In the beginning of Taisus, certainly Taisus told the Raisa. Yeah, you're right. See, this gets very complicated. I was afraid to. It gets very complicated. What I'm telling you till now, I thought it was good. I'm not changing what I said. But getting to the Marsha, it gets a little more complicated. I'll tell you why. Because the beginning of Taisus, Taisus he told Avdus is a Shaila v'Deraisa. The second wide line. Yishloim with love mamish gozar alayu avdus. They seem to change that it's avdus to Rabbana. Right? The Marsha is going on the part of Taisus which follows Taisus's change. So now, you can try to think about this, you can get a headache. A little confusing. Once we say it's avdus to Rabbana, what is avdus to Rabbana like Nesivis is Mahala? It's also a make believe avdus, right? It's real, but it's a din gavra, not. So now, this I'll leave for you to make a cheshbon later. If the whole avdus is a drabanan, does the hefka bez and hefka drabanan affect the din? Does it necessarily affect the din is a drabanan? You may be right. What? I just don't want to get bogged down because I don't want to lose people. It's something that's worth. It's worth arguing about. Worth thinking about it. You take the time to think about it. It's makes for interesting possibilities. Okay, but first you have to get straight the Ikar Nidai. Okay, let's move on to Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is only slightly less complicated. Taisus Alakutis. Alakutis Pirish Bekuntris. Asav Akutim Geire Arayis. What does Geire Arayis mean? What does Gerayus mean? It means Bipachad of the lions, they were Megayah. This is actually something we had in Navi this year, Malachim Beis, and in the Navi share, I didn't want to go into it, I felt it would be too complicated for the Balabatim. I went into only one aspect of Gerayus. But what is the Machlaikis? There were a bunch of Kutim. What does Kutim mean? You know Kutim? Why do you call Kutim? What? They came from an island, Sakharov. Goyim, Sacheriv sent the 10 Shvatim to Galus, and he brought, he switched, he brought the Goyim from the island of Kut, the so-called Kutim, he brought them from there to Teretz Yisrael, he sent the Sacheriv Shvatim wherever he sent them, and they came to Teretz Yisrael. They came to Teretz Yisrael, the lions in Teretz Yisrael started attacking them. Today there are no lions in Teretz Yisrael, but clear from Navi that many times the lions are mentioned. They were, you know, Shimshon had a nice little lion. There were lions there. So they started attacking. So the Kutim said, why are they attacking us? Must be because we're right there by the Zara. So the Kutim went, they were the guy. Now, was that Geiris a good Geiris? So there's Machlaikis. If Kutim Geire Arayis saying, Kutim Geire Enes saying. There's some who hold that Geiris is not a Geiris. And some hold, no, they were really the guy, or Kutim were Geire Enes. Machlaikis. Rashi and Taisus argue Pshat Narmish. Rashi learns the kutim of our Mishnah agayim. Our Mishnah holds kutim gerei arayisei. Abala kutis means a guy. Gaita. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that our Mishnah holds kutim gerei emesei. The yidin. That's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Pshat and our Mishnah. Zok Tosfos. Rashi shver. Let's see Rashi. Pirsh bekunshin. Sava kutim gerei arayisei. V'yesh no balav lois eskartei. And Lois Eschaten applies. So we learned yesterday, Rashi Shita, Rashi in the Rambam, is that Lois Eschaten applies Bigayusan. So it applies, then it applies Bigayusan. So Geir Reyes, they're still Gayim. There's a lot of Lois Eschaten, there's Elof Yishitasai, that's Rashi Yishitasai. So Kedaita Meikarabe Aral, the Midichrusan, Islu Isser Chasnas. Fractais, this Mashapirish, the Ksavakutim Geir Reyes, saying, Loi Nira, Lorabin Isser Verbein. The Rivam has a kasha. Dimkena by this kechavin he vavis chavin elam knas ke depar parakama. What's this kasha? Lay Rashi kutim agere arayis. Therefore kutim agayim. Do gayim get a knas? No. How do you know gayim don't get a knas? How do you know they don't get a knas? The Gemara says so. Where? On. Taisa says nafir aleph. The parakama. How do you know Gaim don't get a knas? This is parakama, you had a gemara. So we give them a knas, they should go eat the geyusta, they should have Gaim. So no. This is Taisus. Taisus is a good kasha on Rashi, certainly a good kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not bothered by the substance of Taisus kasha. And many people get confused with Rabbi Kiva Eger because they don't know how to plug it into Taisus. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not coming to answer Taisus kasha at all. That's the Kivager is just bothered by Akasha on Taisus. If I asked you, how do you know Goyim don't get a Knas? What would you say? How do you know Goyim don't get a Knas? Huh? I would say, why should they get a Knas? Well, really, it's a Mishnah. Eilu Nara is Yeshlan Knas. Haba, Alam Amzeres, Nasino, Kutis, Giyaris, Ruya, Shivcha. Isn't it clear from our Mishnah that a guy doesn't get a knas? Why does Tosfos have to go to Daf Yud Aleph? Truth is, it's good because this way it makes his chazer Daf Yud Aleph. Why? But if you want to tell me guy, you're going to tell me a guy who's the guy of Gerei Arayis. Shouldn't the Mishnah say Nochris? What? You know, it says lighter when one tire is coming to maybe. And it's all funny to say Giyaris when a Nachris also gets. Isn't it a strange thing? Say Giyaris gets a when Giyaris. She say a guy she also gets. In fact, the Mishnah, isn't it clear for the Mishnah Nachris doesn't get? That's what Ricky Vegas cash. If a man is ma'anis or nachris, when would a nachris get? If she's becheskes bula, she shouldn't get anyway, because she's becheskes bula. So the only way she would get is if you would have, if she's mishumeres. But you'll tell me the rabbanu amafi even if she's mishumeres, right? So your saying is a nachris won't get anyway. Can we get shift from the mekiyah nachri also? Taisa said, even if Shifta is Mishumera, she still doesn't get. As Taisa said, in the beginning of the wide line. She could be Mishumera, she could be 3 years and 1 day old. We were there on her birthday, and we see that she wasn't Mizana, and that someone is Manasa. So you're asking, the Mishnah didn't say Nachris, because there's no Echatimsa of Nachris, because now you're going to have a case. Good cash. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, what? Because the Kutim are from. We're talking about a Kutis who was Meshamer herself because the Kutim behaved as Yid. So they were not Mufkul as Nus. So we assume they're Mufkul. So you can have such a Nachris. All right, maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva means. Mishum should say nachas mishum meretz. Right. Say nachas mishum meretz. So that's Rabbi Akiva and his teretz. And this is what raises the whole Divrei Yecheskel and all the other discussions that make this Rabbi Akiva very important. These are Rabbi Akiva's teretz. Rabbi Akiva says a nachris does not, even if she's entitled to knas, a nachris will not get knas anyway, because if a yid is mizana with a nachris, there's a din of kenayim pagan by. There's a din that if a man, a yid, goes to be mizana with a nachris, people know about it. Obviously, they're eidim. You want to be danim. If a yid goes to be mizana with a nachris, there's a din of kenayim pagan by. What does kenayim pagan by mean? Is you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill him. The halacha is, that we say, come lebe the rabbi minay. If someone does something for which he's chayiv misa and mamon, when I'm a chayiv in mamon, come lebe the rabbi minay patis and for mamon. Zot Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if somebody is going to be ma'anis akutis, ma'anis anachris, b'shas ma'isa, he is chayiv misa. It's kanon pagan by. And since kanon pagan by, they're allowed to kill him. So memela, there's no knas. So you know why the Mishnah didn't say nachris? A nachris doesn't get knas for a side reason. For my Mishnah, it's no raya. Because I could say the reason a nachris doesn't get knas is because kamleiv de rabbi nei. Because since he's chayiv kanon pagan by, he's chayiv misa. So once you're chayiv misa, you know, that's why you don't pay knas. Knas din mamonis. That the Mishnah Lamed Vav says that if you ma'anis a woman who you chayev misa for being mizana with her, so we say come to the rabbi, there's no knas. So memela, such a bikivega, this ain't far. If you mizana with a nachris, there's no knas anyway. Why? Because you chayev misa. When you chayev misa, there's not a chayev misa. But kanan pagan by is enough of a chayev misa to make come lebe the rabbi. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. It says, "Chiyuvei karis, not chiyuvei misa." All the ones in our Mishnah, chiyuvei karis, not misa. All the ones in the next Mishnah, chiyuvei misa. Chiyuvei misa, say, "Kamli Rabbi." What about Bitzina? So I'll answer you as of now that we're not talking Bitzina. We're talking obviously they were Aiden. Otherwise, there would be no Knas in the first place. Might have a Knas as part. Must be that they were able.
First of all,
I'm
not talking about
being
there. There's one person asking
about it. Kanon pagan by needs, how many people? How far has you? 10? At least 10 of my terrorists use another terrorist. But Lamaisa, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Wait, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not finished yet. He's explaining God. By God, you say, come to the rabbi. What about Kutis? Kutis is also a guy. Why don't you say come lebe the rabbi nei by Kutis? Like Rashi. Rashi will get away saying a guy. So the Akiva Eiger comes to step two. He says, what about a Kutis? So he answers second chiddush. Now each of these two chiddushim of Rabbi Akiva Eiger are chiddushim that have their own arichas. The first chiddush was kanon pagan lebe say come lebe the rabbi nei. That the Divrei Yecheskel we're going to talk about tomorrow. Second chiddush. What about a kutis? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when we say kutim gei re'arayim say, does it mean that every single kuti was insincere? Does it mean that? Every single, how many kutim were there? There were probably a quarter of a million or half a million kutim. And they were megayer. And when they were megayer, we say gei re'arayim say. Does that mean every one of them was gei re'arayim? Certainly there were some that were sincere. That means every kuti, even though we passed in Gerei Arayah, same like Rashi, but there's some yidden mixed in. Some of them were really Megai. Therefore, there's no kano and pagan by. If a man is going to be mizana with a kuti, you can't kill him. Because you don't know, maybe this kuti, who he's being mezana with, is a yid. By dina fashis, we don't go basarai. So there's no kana on pagan body. Because by a kuti, the one he's mezana, if a man is mezana with a kutis, there's a chance she's really Jewish. Since there's a chance she's really Jewish, some in Meila, you can't do Kanaan Pagan Bai. So by a Kutis, there's no Kanaan Pagan Bai, they get Knas. By a Nachris, there is Kanaan Pagan Bai, they don't get a Knas. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's explanation. Tomorrow, the entire Shia will go on this Rabbi Kiva Eger, these two parts. Make sure you don't stand a chance. If you don't stand Rabbi Kiva Eger well by tomorrow, you have to know well enough to be able to explain it. Because we're going to go into Rabbi Kiva Eger, so make sure you understand both halakim of it and Hashem tomorrow.